At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, good evening, everybody. As promised, we have got forensic psychologist Dr. Leslie Dobson, renowned criminal psychologist and forensic expert with over 20 years of experience in profiling violent offenders. And she's known for her work with law enforcement agencies worldwide. And we are going to be doing a deep dive into the dangerous individual, if the allegations are true, known as Diddy. So please get your questions in the chat. We've got almost 1,000 watching already. And great, we will put those questions to Dr. Leslie. First, huge thank you for coming on. And could you just explain a little bit about why you got into this line of work?
You know, because everyone told me I couldn't. That was a huge part, but I find the human mind fascinating, and the most fascinating part of psychology for me is forensic psychology, because they are the most brutal minds and people, and the most that we have to uncover, and the least obvious.
Okay, and that's like a dark realm to go into, isn't it? I remember when I was doing covering a lot of dark stories, it kind of like wore me down over time. Do you do anything to protect yourself? Do you have to like take time out or anything?
Sometimes I do. I mean, I have young kids and I spend a lot of time with them, but it is very uplifting for me to have started social media. I only started it about a year ago, and telling people about the dark side of the world and enlightening people has been so empowering for me. Like, I feel like I wasn't just within the walls with these guys. Now I can teach the world what a predator is, and I can hopefully protect children and women especially.
That's great. And I'm going to put all of your social links are in the description box. I'm just going to put your YouTube link in there now, because there's a lot more over there and people can check that out.
Great.
And so when this stuff, you know, the allegations started to arise against Diddy, what were your preliminary thoughts?
I wasn't surprised at all. And I've been a part of so many celebrity and A-list legal cases that have ended in settlements, even like before someone will sue, they will settle. So there's not an inch of paperwork. And this didn't surprise me at all. I am surprised that we are actually getting as much information as we are getting. And it tells me that somebody high up in the FBI is putting some stuff out there on purpose.
Ooh, can you please expand on that?
Yeah, you know, I work with FBI agents all the time, but they're low level, right? They're on the ground and we work cases. It really is a select few that would have any information on this case. So the people that really are working the case on the ground, they're not going to risk their jobs, right? There's going to be a higher level of people talking about this, and it may be purposeful and timed.
All right. Let me just check one thing. Hey, Shane, if you're watching this, can you just check the links in the description box are all working for Dr. Leslie so we can repost them, please? And all right, so you're saying then that there's something more sinister going on? There's a bigger picture?
Definitely. I think, you know, I think in America, we use the media to manipulate things like elections, and we use it to also hide important people. So, you know, the heads of mass companies like Nike or Reebok, you know, these massive entities, we're going to have a fall guy. And I think Diddy is a horrible human being, but I also think he is a bit of a fall guy.
And do you think that there was a reason that he was protected for so long and he's just suddenly been chosen to be a fall guy? Because he's been getting away with these things forever.
He is very scary. And I think genuinely scary. I've talked to many people that had threats of their lives being taken if they spoke out. There are also non-disclosures, so the loss of their financial income. And, you know, people were willing to turn a blind eye because they wanted their careers to rise.
People turning a blind eye because they wanted their careers to rise. So it's like there's an investment in the brand, and industries are created around that brand. And then if the brand goes down, it pulls all these industries down with them. Is that how it works?
Yes. And also he, you know, was secretly videotaping people, and, you know, they have reason to be scared if they come out. I think we'll see a lot over the next month, the fall of Hollywood.
The fall of the entirety of Hollywood.
I think a lot of actors. We're not just talking musicians.
Are you able to speculate as to which actors you could suspect would go next?
Well, I think the ones that have been noted in the videotapes and in the photos that have been passed around. So definitely Justin Bieber, and not in a negative way, but likely in a victim way. I think Usher's heavily involved. We've got footage of people enjoying their time at Sean Combs's home. And then we have footage where it gets nastier and nastier. So we have Snoop Dogg in a lot of those images. And then we have, you know, where are all of these celebrities and when did they leave the party? And that's the evidence that I think will start coming out, because we have footage of people like Martha Stewart and Oprah going to the parties. It doesn't mean that they knew what was happening after. But a lot of them stayed, and a lot of them were privy to it.
So your link has been fixed. I'm just going to put it in the chat now so people can subscribe to you. One second. And there we go. So there's the hyperlink for YouTube. Shane, we've got some handles on the other socials. Can we change those to hyperlinks so we can get some more followers going over there? Yeah, we did a video about, you know, Diageo is the company over here in the UK, what capitalized at £55 billion. And it's almost 10% owned by BlackRock. And how Diddy was kind of like, he'd been paid $1 billion, but he wanted more. It was like he was putting pressure on the club, and then the club reacted. And I think that's perhaps part of the timing. Have you looked at Diageo?
Yes. I mean, I've researched it. I haven't had any personal interactions.
Yeah.
But I mean, I believe it. I believe it. And I have seen a lot that I probably shouldn't have seen through just people showing me text messages or images and evidence. And I don't know what is sealed and what should be secret and what has been leaked.
Right. Okay. Do you think it will go to trial?
I think it'll go to trial if he's still alive. And I don't think it will go in May. I think they're going to add a lot to it, so it'll get delayed.
So you just think the trial will get pushed back, but something unfortunate won't happen to him like happened with Epstein?
It may. You know, I think there's a strong chance, but for some reason in this particular prison, it hasn't happened yet, and they've protected him. So they're invested in moving the case forward.
All right. So going into his psychology then, what creates a monster like Diddy?
Oh, he's a unique one. He's definitely a special man. But I do think that the industry and money and power is something that builds an innate psychopathic tendency that's already there. So what's a psychopath? A psychopath is someone who's antisocial and narcissistic. And when we add money and power and an odd obsession with sexuality and maybe pedophilia, we have this unstoppable creature who's also highly manipulative and is making sure that he isn't going to get called out, right? Like when a Catholic priest is assaulting an altar boy, he threatens him with, I'm going to tell your parents, but he also threatens him with that God is going to come down on you. So Diddy has this multifaceted way of scaring the living shit out of people.
Do you think that's because something happened to him? Because there's a theory that he was compromised and then he just repeated that to other people?
You know, am I allowed to cuss? I think I cuss too much.
Preferably. It depends how much you want YouTube to share the video. If you don't want them to share the video as much,
okay,
then cuss.
No cussing.
But if you want them to share it more.
A lot of people have been assaulted, have been sexually harmed, and they don't go on to do what he did. And I think that's a cop-out.
Yeah. Do you think if it goes to trial, he would try and use that as a mitigating circumstance?
I don't think it would take him very far. I mean, the egregious nature of his assaults and the planning, the coordination, the manipulation, the length of time that this has occurred, it's, you know, he needs to have a full psychological assessment. I agree. And a full violence risk assessment and neuropsychological assessment. And he needs a workup. We need to know this guy's brain, but nothing is going to justify the ongoing behaviors and what he's capable still of while he's in there.
You've got a few people in the chat asking about the psychology of female enablers.
Definitely. There are numerous cases I can't talk about right now where females are being sued in relation to this. And so they enable it, but they also, there's a sexual psychopath in them as well. So you have, you know, females are just as cutthroat as men in this industry, and they're going to throw anyone under the bus to keep climbing. It's definitely more rare, but it happens. I mean, I would definitely prefer to work in a male prison than a female prison.
What are the motivations of the females? Are they different from the males when it comes to predators, with this nature of crime?
Well, I don't think the sexuality is as predominant, but the power, the authority, being the one on top is what they're after. Even if it needs, even if it means, you know, turning a blind eye to another female being assaulted or a child.
Have you looked at the dynamics of Epstein and Maxwell?
Yes. So I think she should be in prison for the rest of her life.
What do you think was motivating her?
She's a, you know, from what I've never met her, but what I've seen from videotape and information, she seemed very, very proud to be a part of this world and identified as somebody who really could source what needed to be sourced and do a good job. So that kind of, that pimping style was her MO.
A lot of people are asking in the chat as well if these people have been affected, infected by some kind of demonic energy.
You know, it's interesting. I'm starting a podcast and I interviewed a medium yesterday and I asked the medium about that actually. And she said, to her, it's more that you have good energy around you. And if you push away the good energy and you start to invite in the negative energy, then the negative energy can start to consume you. And so I don't believe in the demonic perspective, but I do think that as you start to climb the ladder with negative energy, it becomes more and more to feel, it feels congruent or consistent. It fits you better.
You've been asked if you think that Diddy had a superiority complex.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's not a diagnostic word, superiority, but it would be, you know, narcissistic, self-inflated, egocentric, Napoleon-like.
And looking at the allegations or his behavior in the past, how has that played out? Like, how would you identify that from what he's done or what he's alleged to have done?
You mean the behaviors of
Diddy?
Possibly unaliving or solicitation of murder or just overall?
If you're analyzing him, from looking at his behavior, how would you come to a conclusion that he has a superiority complex? What has he said or done to lend evidence to that?
I think he just thought he was the king. He just thought he was completely untouchable. I mean, these parties, the way that he just demanded the presence of everyone to acknowledge that he was the one in charge. You were there because of him, and you had to kiss his toes, and they did.
Does that just, you know, you end up then falling under the weight of your own ego in a case like that?
Well, you know, he may be so pathological that he's not able to fall ever. I mean, he's got them investigating the prison for not having great quality of life. The prisons all over America are absolutely horrible. One in Northern California was just closed because of how horrible it was. But why now? Why are they coming into this prison? Because he's there and he's complaining and he thinks he deserves a better quality of life after what he's done to so many people.
Oh, it's just pathetic. You've got a nature versus nurture question here from Mind My Blues. How far does the apple fall from the tree in affecting his kids? Is there a genetic inheritance of this behavior, this warpedness?
Yes and no. I think that there are brain structures related to psychopathy if he is indeed a psychopath. So they're going to have like a smaller amygdala. It's going to take a lot more emotional stimulation to get them excited. And that may play into sexuality as well. But there are allegations against his son. And there is evidence that a couple of his children were involved in not so nice things. Also, if you're going to nurture that, like if we're thinking of Dexter, the TV show, you know, his dad said to him, I know you're a psychopath, so we're just going to hurt the people that really deserve it, and we're going to contain and control it. So as the need for stimulation bubbles up and over, we're going to really put it towards something important. And that may be what we see in his children, is that they have now learned that what he did was kind of the way to use that desire, not the opposite. And hopefully the consequences he faces will clean his kids up, and they won't go down that avenue.
Okay, so there's all kinds of theories about his involvement, you know, like some puppet master behind the deaths of Tupac and Biggie. And the question here from Woofy is, do you think that Diddy is capable of unaliving someone or having someone unalived?
Yes.
What do you base that on?
I've known people who have had numbers put on their heads. I've known people who have been poisoned by him. I think Jamie Foxx, who I do not know, is an interesting recent example of that. But I have known people who have been asked to find someone to complete the task, as well as just have been told that that would be what would happen to them if they were to tell about his behaviors.
From Sparkle, has the doctor been frightened herself of anyone she's worked with?
I've worked with a lot of dangerous people. I definitely have spent 20 years keeping them locked up. The more media I do get random calls from psychopathic individuals in prison saying, hey, you did a great job on the show. I don't know how they got my phone. but the doctor is always caring and safe and never, ever in a location that anyone thinks I'm in. So I take protective measures.
Has that ever got to the extreme where it's made you rethink your occupation?
No. I've always just kept it safe. And the bad guys are usually locked up. And if I'm around the bad guys, then you know, I'm going to leverage the relationship in a certain way so that if they were to harm me, then they're not going to get something they want.
So if the truth about Tupac comes out, do you think they will reopen the case and look at Diddy? This is from Thomas.
Yes. Yes, and not just him. Everyone that was present that day, people that held the weapons, people that got in the vehicles afterwards. There were a lot of people involved that day.
Yeah, look at the day of the nightclub incident with J-Lo and Diddy running 10 red lights and the cops apprehending them. All right, yes. So Montana.
Exactly, I'm sorry, I just laugh about our recent election and how J-Lo was just up there talking. I just can't believe she was given that platform after so much has happened in her life.
Are you saying that? Let me see. Where's my picture? Where's my picture? So I've just got to do this. Are you saying that we all shouldn't be following the advice of this woman with her ghoulish look on her face?
The moment that really got it for me was, we know she's not a brilliant actress, but that there was a moment where she looked at Kamala and she forgot her name. And her the body language, everything involved, it looked to me like she was recruited quickly and for a reason, and she didn't memorize her lines well enough.
Sorry, viewers, for putting the ghoul face back on the screen. I just couldn't resist. I'm going to remove immediately. Tons of questions are coming in for you. Let's get to them. All right. Montana, do you think he will name others who are complicit in the horrific behavior as himself, or is he I'm a no-grass man?
I think he's already named them.
He's already named them.
I think there is probably more he will name, but as you know, they're going to try and get him out again, right? They're working on another sweet deal that's probably going to get denied because of so much witness tampering and intimidation he's capable of if he's out of prison. But I think as he gets more terrified, I mean, he could potentially be facing the death penalty. He's going to throw everyone under the bus. He'd probably throw his own kids under.
I've just put Dr. Leslie's channel link in the chat again because we've got a lot more watching now. We've got almost 3,000 watching live. Really appreciate everyone viewing right now and all the questions coming in. They're coming in really fast now. let me get the next one up on the screen. Here we go. Who is the worst female you've ever studied?
Ooh. Studied as in not worked with, but studied? I mean, Eileen Vernos was a pretty horrific killer. And I think she was very unique because she killed like a man. But I honestly think some of the worst people in the world are probably women and haven't been caught because we're very good at what we do.
Yeah, my friend Christopher Berry D wrote the book that the movie Monster's based on. But Eileen, he used to visit her. And that's a really, really interesting story. All right, let's see. What's J-Lo's psychological, pathological profile? Wow.
You know, I've never met J-Lo. I've seen her walking around with Ben, the same place they always walk in Los Angeles. But you know, I would imagine it's a similar profile to a lot of these celebrities, is that they're very full of themselves and they are willing to keep their loved ones close to them and hurt anyone else.
Yeah. Do you think to get to that level of fame, because it's, I mean, as we've dove deeper into these stories, people are becoming disillusioned because they're realizing that nearly everyone at the top of Hollywood or music or, you know, and various other industries have been compromised, or they're enabling this behavior, if even if they're not participating in it. Do you think there's any good people at the top, or did they all have to have these psychopathic traits to get to the top?
So if we're talking about the top as in acting and music, I think there are some really honorable, lovely people, but it's a hard place to be to not fall in or get sucked in, because your career isn't going to keep getting bigger and better if you're not schmoozing and stroking the egos of the powerful people. But I have had a lot of people reach out who don't want to be named about how honorable they have been and how they did try to speak up and they got shut down. They got shut down by police. They will be telling their stories maybe through me, through my podcast when we started, but they don't want to be in the light because they fear for their safety and also their careers.
Next question is from Angela. Thoughts on the Menendez brothers and Jay-Z?
The Menendez brothers, I'm curious. We have a new DA, so I hope that they still get to get released. I do think that what we used to call battered women syndrome is what we would equate to their story now. I think their trial was really screwed up when it happened, both trials. And I do think they deserve to be let out and that they've served their time for what would likely have been self-defense or manslaughter. Jay-Z, I don't know him very well. I think he's a very, very powerful person. And there's a reason his name, you know, was spoken on Piers Morgan's show and then Piers made a public apology. I would be very fearful of what we hear about that man.
So do you think then that the Menendez brothers getting released now is justice, is for justice?
I spoke to Roy, who was in the Menudo band, and I think the level of abuse from Jose Menendez was not isolated to his sons, and there are similarities in the abuse and how he did it to other people. So I think that's big in civil litigation. If somebody else is telling a story that's similar to yours, then their story becomes your evidence. So when Roy spoke out, that was more evidence for the Menendez brothers, as well as other evidence that has come out, like letters and documentation.
So earlier on, you talked about the fall of Hollywood, and Yvonne is wondering what you think will trigger the downfall.
I think you're going to find out that, you know, movies you really love have actors that really suck. You know, you're going to find out that music that you sing all the time, like R. Kelly, you know, I Believe I Can Fly. I know every word to that song, and wow, it means something different to me. So we are going to find out that people we see every day in videos, commercials, movies have been horrible people.
And it's like these horrible people have orchestrated their own self-destruction through just producing absolute garbage as well. The movies, there's hardly anything worth watching these days. It's all this woke crap.
It really is. I watched The Joker last night with Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, who I think is a wonderful person. The movie was great for me because I like musicals, but it was so bad compared to the past Joker.
Cloudicles, what does Dr. Leslie deduct regarding the Jonathan Oddi interrogation? That's the guy who shot up the Trump Hotel.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's fascinating because
I haven't seen it.
He gets in a shootout with the cops in the Trump Hotel, and then they're interrogating him, and he starts telling them that he was a slave for Diddy and goes into graphic detail of things. And the cops, they're listening to some of it, but they're kind of like thinking he's crazy. And this was years ago, but it's come out that a lot of it's come true. Yeah.
Interesting. It's hard to believe all of the sources until we can really verify the information, because I think a lot of people who are coming out are straight up lying, but some are just exaggerating and they're dramatic. You've got videotapes of people saying they went and viewed Diddy's home at the gate, and no, they were never let in. So, people are just straight up making up stuff so that they can go viral.
A lot of people in the chat are asking if you're familiar with the case, the survivor Ali Carter.
Yes. Her mom reached out to me. I haven't had a chance to talk with her yet. The problem is that trauma really hurts people, and true or not, it can lead to some severe mental health conditions. And I don't think that we should be putting unstable people in the media. The show Baby Reindeer, I think it was wrong to have Martha interviewed, whatever her real name is, but I don't think we should be monetizing off people's mental illness. And I don't think Ali appears well, just like I don't think we should be following Britney Spears.
Yes, Lavina, I can see you on Twitter. Thanks for putting that in the chat. All right, so from Danny, does the doctor think that Alec Baldwin is lying, or that he really, really believes that he did not pull the trigger?
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
He had no intention of harming that woman. I think it was a very messy situation. And I think a lot of people failed at these small parts of their jobs. But I've talked to the attorneys involved in that case, and I don't think Alex should be held responsible at all. And it's really sad that the fall girl was a young girl. I think it should have been the person prior, where the bullets were and how they got mixed up in that man's office.
So another interesting character, especially in recent days, and we've had him on the channel, is Courtney Burgess. And quite a few of the viewers are asking about your thoughts on him.
You know, it's hard to say, because I trust a lot of what Jaguar Wright says, and I've spoken to her as well. I haven't spoken to Courtney. Again, I think there's dramatics in both of their presentations, and there's truth in both. But Courtney was asked to come forward by the FBI. And so I do think his information is legitimate for the most part, although he can kind of spiral into nonsense at times as well. But his information about the Kim Porter book, I think, is important. And, you know, I don't know if there's always going to be lies, because people are always going to be covering for people and changing the information. But I think the take home message is that a lot of what was in that Kim Porter book was accurate.
So you got a follow-up question from Angela on Britney. Do you not think that Britney was damaged due to all the substances they used on her?
She may have been. I think there was a lot of damage that occurred. And I think it's really sad now that she doesn't appear completely stable on these dancing Instagram videos. And I just want to make sure she's okay. And I don't want it to be a situation where we see another celebrity who was taken advantage of at a young age throughout their life, you know, taking their life or overdosing.
A question from Israel Winsda. Do you think the Southern District of New York will redact some of the evidence?
Yes, because I would imagine some of the evidence has people like judges in it. I wouldn't want the fall of our court system to occur, and neither would the government.
All right, we are halfway through our interview, viewers, and huge thank you for all of these questions coming in. Keep them coming in, and don't forget, Dr. Leslie, intentionally disturbing. I'm going to put the link to the channel in the description box again right now, and all of the social media handles are down there as well. There it is. My camera, I'm going to change the battery. So it's going to go dark. So don't worry about that. I'll keep the questions going while I'm changing the battery. Thoughts on Liam Payne's death?
So that seems to me, after seeing the autopsy results, that he got really caught up in substance use, and it was a really unfortunate thing. And another very unfortunate part of being in fame is that people try to hide you when you're not doing well. They take you to a hotel room, they put you in the house, and they bring the doctors to you. And the unfortunate part is that he probably needed to be hospitalized, and in California, 5150, and so held against his will because he was a danger to himself. But we don't want anyone to see that happen to us if we're in the light. So then they die.
Woofie, why haven't there been any more arrests in the Diddy case?
I think the FBI is being strategic. They are leveraging certain people against others, and they're still gaining information.
So do you think that it could spread, you know, higher up than Diddy, or they'll just go after underlings?
I think it will go higher than him, definitely. And with that, it needs to be very careful. And so they're going to take their time. Although they've been working on it for years, they still have a lot more to find out. And they have a lot more homes to raid and a lot of work ahead of them.
Can the doctor put into plain words what MKUltra is? And if she believes, did he truly use this on people?
What's MKUltra? Maybe I can't put it into words.
All right. Okay, Michelle. So if you've been watching Candace Owens, she recommends the book about the Manson family. And I've had O'Neill on years ago. We talked about MKUltra. And MKUltra, basically the conclusion of the book is that the Manson family were an MK Ultra experiment, and this is through trauma and the use of substances and how they can manipulate people's behavior and you know, create assassins and things like that for in the interest of national security. That's how it's justified, and that's how these budgets come about. So I think when people refer to that, you know, in the present day, they're talking about traumatizing people and using substances on them to manipulate the mind, to control the mind. Do you think there are elements of that in what Diddy was doing? I think that's what this question is getting at.
So we're talking about Charles Manson?
So I'm just giving that as an example. That as an example.
I don't know if I would. I mean, there's similarities with propaganda being used, right? A larger message, but I don't know if I would relate like Helter Skelter to the current theories of what we consider accelerationism and then to Sean Combs. I think it's quite different because I don't think Sean Combs wanted the fall of society. He just wanted to keep rising.
Question from Danny. Do you think any of Diddy's former bodyguards will be indicted?
Yes. I mean, the question is, how much do you leverage someone as a witness versus get them in trouble? So, you know, people are often they're very careful about what position they put witnesses in just to keep the case moving forward and to make sure that they get the guy on the charges.
You're getting asked about how substances are used to, let me see if I get the full question again, to control and manipulate people, because we've read in these, you know, allegations from Busby, etc. They were told to sign an NDA and take a drink. And one guy's like saying these horrific things are happening. He's going in and out of consciousness. So it seems that like that was a regular method, if the allegations are correct, to get control of people so they couldn't resist? Because one guy said he felt under the influence of this substance that he had to do what they were demanding of him. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I don't think an NDA stands if you're inebriated. And then, you know, we know now that there was tons of drugs and alcohol. And we have people speaking out that they didn't take a sip and they watched somebody else within seconds take a sip and start to act like a different person. But again, where's the evidence of the time frame of the NDA being signed? So the criminal aspect of this is very difficult to prove when there can be a lot of emotional damages and civil litigation. So I think they're, you know, this guy's going to go bankrupt defending himself and everything related to him. But criminally, it's really hard to say when an NDA was signed in the state of mind of the person.
What are your thoughts on the theory of the Diddy tunnels?
They're real. They're real. They're there. I've seen photos. You know, the Playboy Mansion had a lot of tunnels underneath it as well. I don't think there are tunnels running underneath Los Angeles, like people have said, the secret Starbucks. I don't think any of that's true. But, you know, I lived down the street from LeBron, from Goldie Hawn, from Kamala. So, yeah, there are tunnels under a lot of these very wealthy homes, often because it was protective and safe for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of tunnels under London. All right, so E. Luna, how will they pick a jury? What psychological profile?
Oh, I mean, I think the lawyers are going to be very savvy. It's going to be very interesting. Because how are you going to find a juror that's not biased at this point? It is such a well-known case. It's going to be very difficult.
Will the feds hold other law enforcement accountable, such as children's services?
I know there are claims that children's services were bringing children to Sean Combs' residence in different areas, but I don't know that that's true. I haven't seen any evidence of it. If it is, then yeah. I mean, Child Protective Services in California is getting sued left and right for misconduct right now.
So Judy wants to know, I don't understand how the laced oil only affected the victims and not the assaulters. Can you explain?
For me, it's more likely that it was consumed through drinks and in air rather than massaged onto people. So it was a condensed form of the drug within the bottle. I know we've heard stories that people are getting massaged and they're passing out, or that there's so much baby oil on the ground, they're slipping and they can't run and leave. I think that's where it gets a little bit exaggerated because there was also a tolerance. These individuals that were perpetrators had a high tolerance for these drugs. But I don't think that they were also covering themselves in GHB and other people.
So I had an ecstasy importation case. And when we were processing the product, for example, when we had the powder and we put it into capsules, we would start to feel it just from touching it. So I'm just giving that as an example to give my perspective on this. Rue Mesesmith, if it spread over enough skin, these substances can be absorbed and change your brain chemistry. So that it's definitely a method that could be employed, because I felt it myself just from handling illegal substances. All right, so can a person be held to an NDA when being witness to a crime?
Yeah, that's a lawyer question. I'm not a lawyer, but yes and no. I think it really comes down to ripping apart the NDA. In the state you're in, it's really going to depend on what state. This is all over America, right? So it's not just California and Florida and New York.
Another question from Israel. What are your thoughts on Clive Davis?
You know, I don't know him, but I've heard that he's heavily involved. And my assumption is that there's a grooming process in this world, that people get taught the trade and then they start to incorporate it into their life.
So you predicted the fall of Hollywood, and some of the centerpieces there are the Kardashians. Felicia wants to know if you think the Kardashians will fall.
You know, they might be like the hardest mountain to push over, but you know, I hope they do fall in the sense that they aren't great people in a lot of ways. They've been tied to a lot of odd things. Corey Gamble has been tied to a lot of cleanup evidence. And I hate opening Instagram and seeing the Kardashians on people's account every single day. Like, what, this ability to just consume and change the narrative and take the light off them when they want it and on them when they want it. That's one thing I just despise about Hollywood and people with money.
Cloudicles, has Dr. Leslie looked into the case of the French woman, Gazelle, who was, they used substances on a chemical submission, and then she was essayed by 72 men while her husband filmed? I mean, when I saw that on the news, made me want to throw up. It was disgusting.
Yeah, I followed the case closely. I talk almost daily with a Paris professor of psychology, and she updates me. 51 men are on trial right now. The trial is expected to go throughout December. A lot of the blame is being put on the husband who initiated the online network where people could go to sign up to do this. He had cooking shows, how to get the substances into food and then give it to your wife. The layers of that case are despicable, absolutely horrible. And then he's being tied to other cold cases, Dominique Pellico, and to harming his own child as well. But that, I think, it hasn't gotten a lot of American coverage, at least. But I talk a lot about it on my channels and just how horrific and what a sexual psychopath that individual was. And the 51 men on trial right now.
It's kind of unusual what he did and horrific. What's the psychodynamics behind that? What would motivate him to do something like that?
He himself called himself a rapist. He himself said that he was messed up in the head. But it was almost this, he also acted like he was the victim, that she didn't want to engage in threesomes. But I think it's that same power dynamic to Sean Combs, is it grew and it grew. And the more that he would assault his wife on video and watch it, then he would invite other people to assault his wife and he would watch them assaulting her. And then he would go to their homes and he would assault their wives. So the power, again, like inviting that evil and identifying with it, builds over time, and the stimulation needs to be more and more and more for them to get their rocks off.
So they just do more and more horrific things to try and, you know, get that requirement fulfilled.
And they feel untouchable. And for him, living in a small town, I mean, it's absolutely appalling. I mean, we've got firemen, accountants, your bank teller. These men are just day-to-day men you and I would see every day.
Really?
Yeah, their profiles. Well, I mean, one was an ex-con, but nothing about their profiles would initially trigger you to think that they were involved in this network.
So, did they have like clean histories then?
Most of them had clean histories. You know, truck drivers. I think a couple had criminal histories, but nothing. I think one was a prior rapist, but nothing stood out. And all of, if you look online, all of them are published, their jobs, their information, and you can, you know, set it to translate from French.
Felicia, does the doctor think Paul Walker's death was suspicious?
Yes and no. I knew Paul, and I knew he did substances sometimes, and he just was really into cars. And so I don't know that it was suspicious in how he died, because I think he was just racing his car and it was really unfortunate. But again, being in the industry and being invited into the substance use and just it being this expectation that you got to party with us, or being an actor, you got to be on. So let's do cocaine because that's going to make you the most present. So there's a link in that way.
You're being asked as to whether the kid that tried to assassinate Trump was a Manchurian candidate. The numerous security failures during that rally were staggering. So were other people pulling his strings?
I don't think so. So they did an independent investigation and review of all of that. And what they detailed in the investigation, that's public knowledge. You can find it online. And I can link it on my stuff too, is that there were just numerous failings. There were failings with communication and all these different entities that should have been communicating weren't doing it well enough. So they knew he was there. There were text messages of them saying, you know, we got a suspicious person. And then another text saying, eyes on him, got him. And I think that it just literally was horrible communication that led all the way up to that shot. And a wonderful, precise shot right back at him. That was a beautiful moment to see the training in that man who took his life.
Question from Adil's Rays, what do you think of the occultist practices in Hollywood? Ooh.
You know, I've never seen that occur. I mean, for me, Scientology is probably one of the most questionable areas of Hollywood. They wouldn't let me in. They don't believe in psychology. But yeah. I don't really follow kind of the Illuminati, the conspiracy theory. I try to keep it really science and evidence based. And, you know, we all are human beings at the end of the day.
Yeah, I would refer the viewer to my interview with Jay Dyer, who's written a book called Esoteric Hollywood. And he goes down those paths. All right, so Joy speculating that there was children victims during the parties freakers by celebs. What about the celebs' kids? Likelihood of more child victims beyond the parties. So do you think that there's more kids have suffered this beyond the Diddy parties?
Yeah, definitely. Not everyone's going to speak up, and not every parent is going to speak up for their child. They may just want money. They may want to be paid off. They may not want to re-traumatize their child by putting them through criminal or civil litigation, because it is extremely re-traumatizing to be a part of this movement right now. So it is their right to protect their child how they see fit. But I know of numerous cases where they quietly sought settlements. High-powered individuals quietly sought settlements from A-list celebrities and rich, powerful people in the industry.
Speaking of which, this is from Andy. Dr. Leslie, why are most work bosses narcissists?
I don't know that most are, but I do think people are put into positions of authority because they can be cold, callous, and follow the rules. So, you know, you don't want a tree-hugging empath to be running a large corporation. They're not going to get shit done, and they're not going to fire people when they need to.
Wench, what do you think about Danny Masterson? A few people have actually asked about him today.
No, I don't think much. I think, you know, he's not a good person. I'm not entirely sure to what extent. He denies a lot of allegations against him, and I've never worked with any victims that have spoken about him, but he does give me the creeps, and like the hair on the back of my neck stands up anytime I see him speak.
Which ties into the next question. Do you think Scientology is involved
with Sean Combs?
I think that's what they're getting at.
I don't know. A lot of celebrities are involved in Scientology, which also is very odd to me. But again, it's kind of like a fraternity in Hollywood, and you want to be in the best golf club.
misinformation. Are all the top tech companies run by sociopaths?
No, I wouldn't say that, because to be a psychopath, I don't think that you could really be that technology savvy. I think a lot of these platforms are run by very smart, savvy individuals. You know, we have to be careful not to overdiagnose everyone. Just because they make cold, callous decisions doesn't mean they're a psychopath.
Does Dr. Leslie have an opinion on the Mac Martin case?
I don't know that case, or it doesn't come to mind.
I don't know that case either.
Martin.
Does a psychopath have a specific MO on the way they unalive people?
In time, they do. So again, not all psychopaths unalive people. You know, we have a lot. You can meet criteria for psychopathy and not end a life, right? It's a personality style. But the ones that do, it starts small. They start to learn their niche. They start to know what trophies they want. They build on what they enjoy. And they really start to hone their trade. And they want to keep doing it. So they make it so that they're not going to get caught. And they get better and better over time. And the ones that we have caught have usually failed in some small way they didn't see happening. They weren't educated enough on that area, or they had lower IQs and they weren't very good at being psychopaths. But believe me, I mean, there's a book called Snakes in Suits. I really like that book. They're all amongst us, and they're often in politics.
Jordan wants to know, have you studied Hillary Clinton's profile? And if yes, how does she compare to other celebrities?
No, I haven't studied her a great deal. Of course, I was aware of everything that happened with her. It's hard to say what is fed to you through the media and what is her own doing and her own choice. But, you know, I don't think anyone with that level of fame and ability and power is clean at all. Everyone's making choices to turn a blind eye or hide something, hoping that it doesn't get brought back up.
And does that include Elon Musk? Yvonne wants to know.
I don't know. I mean, he's definitely extremely outspoken, which I adore. But, you know, he has times where he's a bit odd, and it may sound a little conspiracy-ish, although he may have information that the world doesn't, because he is so wealthy and so connected. So I can't even guess on Elon. Man, I would love to talk to him and maybe give him a psychological evaluation.
Me too. Susan wants to know the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath.
Sociopath is an old term that we used, and it was a lot more about how the person interacted in their environment. Now we use the term psychopath because we have a test for it. We have an objective, semi-structured interview that psychologists are trained in for many, many months and years. And we score them on a scale of 0 to 40. Now, what's interesting is that in America, you have to have 30 points out of 40 to be a psychopath. But in the UK, you have to have 25. So you guys actually will call someone a psychopath way faster than we will.
All right. We're almost at the hour. And is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion, Dr. Leslie, to the viewers?
Well, I think just, you know, stay tuned. I think this Sean Combs case, a lot is going to happen. And, you know, honor that there are real victims involved and that grooming is a real thing. And, you know, try not to bully and just harass people because of something you saw in the media. You know, wait until government agencies really bring forward the information that we can trust. And, you know, maybe just stop following these people that you don't like on social media, so they're not monetizing off of you, like Sean Combs's current TikTok account.
I've just put your channel link in the chat. What can people look forward to at your channel in the coming week?
So I just signed a contract with one of the biggest podcasting groups in the world. And my YouTube will be owned by them very soon, and we will be switching it over. But we'll be dropping episodes that we've been archiving. It's called Intentionally Disturbing, and they are going to be very deep conversations with people who we want to hear about their lives and their true story, not just the story we've seen in the media.
Well, huge thank you for spending time with us this evening. Glad you made it. Sorry about the mix-up.
That's okay.
And if there's anything we can do for you, let us know. And viewers, please subscribe to Dr. Leslie's channel. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to close the show and let you go. Cheers. Okay. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And thank you for all your questions. Two absolutely fantastic guests tonight. Loads of questions coming in as usual. And let me have a look what we've got coming up in the next couple of days. I know Shane is working on some huge guests that I'm not allowed to announce yet. We have got, we've got Tommy Scoville coming back on for the much demanded review of Oprah, J-Lo, Jay-Z. What we're going to do is we're going to go over all of our guest clips, what they've said about these infamous people, the allegations against them. And Tommy and I are going to review in the context of the Diddy case. And I can see Tommy in the chat right now. So that should be happening in the next few days. And yeah, thanks for all your questions. And I can see Baby Ziggy. Is Baby Ziggy coming into the room? I can hear him. Come here, Baby Ziggy. Going to wave goodbye to the viewers. Come here, love. He's walking now. He's taking a step. Come on, love. You're going to wave goodbye to the viewers. Can you see it? Look on the screen. Who's that on the screen? Who's that? I'm going to give him a wave. Can you show him how you can wave goodbye now, Baba? Let me hold you up. You're down too low. Oh, he's in his nappy. Okay, sorry. Wave goodbye to the viewers. You got your cheeky tongue out. Wave goodbye to the viewers. Oh. Go on, give him a wave. You can do it. Do it, give him a wave. Come on, Ziggy. Come on, try. Give him a wave. He's just learned how to... Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's just learned how to wave goodbye to people. Anyway, we will see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. And take care wherever you are in the world. Much love and respect.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.